Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to state our views in the larger context, and in that India supports a world that is free both of landmines as also from the threat of explosive remnants of war. In the context of ERW, our integral part of our overall efforts, of course, while not being directly affected in that manner, but looking at it in terms of the of overall awareness and landmines and ERW taken together, is to avoid the civilian casualties by increasing public awareness on the subject at all fora. Specifically, as far as mine victims are concerned, we assisted in rehabilitation dynamically with financial assistance, manner of employment, and also health assistance during the active rehabilitation phases. We'd like to underscore the fact that India's ratification of the Convention of the Rights of Persons with Disabilities sees and shows the importance that we attach to victim assistance at all levels. We'd also like to stress the importance of developing and sharing of technology to provide civilians against the indiscriminate use of these kind of weapons that cause lasting damage and problems to humanity. And lastly, I'd like to reiterate my ambassador's views during remarks during his opening remarks, wherein we had highlighted to the chair and to the house right at the outset of this morning's discussion that we in the context of India and humanity, we are organizing a year-long, which is underway, a year-long artificial limb assistance program since last October. I'd like to remind the House of that. This shows our commitment to disability and victim rehabilitation. This ongoing process is worldwide and providing artificial limbs and processes to countries around the globe as we speak. Thank you.